You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit Expedient.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the story about chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine and how research into them has been politicized and thrown off track. So here's the story. Early studies in China suggested that hydroxychloroquine could possibly help with coronavirus. It seemed to work in a petri dish. Maybe it would work with real people. There was some preliminary data that suggested it could be good. So real researchers started to set up a real study. When you have a real study, what you do is you take a whole lot of patients, you give half of them the drug, and you give half of them a placebo. And then at the end, you test and you see how people reacted. That's the way you do science, and you get good data from it. But the problem is, researchers started to do such a big study, randomized with a control group. But then Elon Musk tweeted that, hey, maybe this will cure coronavirus. I remember reading about it in the newsletter Strategy. Donald Trump then says, hey, it might be a miracle cure. And suddenly you start having random doctors popping up on Fox News saying, my God, this can cure everything. And the truth is, nobody at that point knew anything about it. There's some preliminary data that maybe it works, some preliminary data that maybe it doesn't. But once there was that hype cycle, people stopped enrolling in the study. Because if you think it's a miracle cure, why would you enter a study where you might be given a placebo? So suddenly, the one big tool we had to figure out whether this stuff actually could be helpful was no longer possible. Since then, there's been a bunch more data. There was a French study that a lot of people jumped on and were excited about, but then kind of maybe didn't seem like it was as successful as we thought. There was some data from Brazil suggesting that in high doses, hydroxychloroquine is actually quite damaging. And then the people who don't like Donald Trump started mocking him for it and mocking the drug. So now we're at a point where people who believe Donald Trump are all in favor of it and may in fact be stockpiling it. People who dislike Donald Trump think it's a hoax, and no one actually knows the science. It's really unfortunate. If we could have a real randomized study with a control group, you could figure out whether it works or whether it doesn't. We simply don't know. It would be very helpful to know. It's an example of one of the problems in this crisis, particularly in the United States. You don't want political leaders talking about particular treatments because this country is so partisan that half the population will be excited and half the population will be against it. You want trusted scientists and medical leaders out there talking about stuff. You want Fauci talking about potential cures. You don't want Trump. But that's where we are. And the sad thing is hydroxychloroquine might be great, might be nothing, might be harmful. We've got to be able to test it. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.